You're listening to the NI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcast.
It's 8 minutes to seven. Clodagh's here with a look at the business. Paddy O'Flaherty, Clodagh, was reminding us that three quarters of Northern Ireland businesses are family businesses. You've got one in particular in mind today.
Yes, I do indeed. Well, now, when many of us think of family businesses, we think of a very small operation. But as the company grows, how does that affect their business culture? So I've been speaking to Genesis Crafty, which is a bakery owned and run by six brothers from the MacAirlane family in MacAirFelt. Their parents set up the business back in 1968. With just one bread cart making about £7 a day. Now, just over four decades later, the bakery employs 220 staff with sales in the region of £20 million last year, and they've even launched their products in supermarkets throughout the UK. Damien MacAirlane has been working in the business since he was a young child, and he thinks their family culture is key to their success.
Before school, after school, summer holidays, Christmas holidays, days off, you're always working here, and it's always been in the blood. You know, while we were in Church Street, where the shop was, where we ran the band sales out of, that's where we lived as well. We lived above the shop, but on site. We have professionals involved, obviously, at every level now, and as the business has grown, whether it be financed commercially. But at the same time, we sort of regard the family as the conscience of the business and the values that, I suppose, that our mother and father started with. There's still a family feel to the place. And, you know, supposing you have six brothers and one family throughout the one site, you're going to get that. Nobody knows it better than us. We grew up with an inherent knowledge of product and what works and what doesn't, what tastes good, what doesn't.
Well, Genesis Club is a well-known name and operates right throughout the UK, but how difficult is it for a small company to export products elsewhere, to Europe and the United States even?
Well, often smaller companies and startups may have difficulties exporting their products as it can be expensive and also very risky. But I've been speaking to one company from the Northwest who are already operating across the world. Arklow have made a new product called the Lottie Doll, which they describe as a more wholesome alternative to the Barbie doll. This small startup from Donegal, which was set up 2 years ago, is already exporting to 30 countries and just introduced a new boy doll called Finn. Managing Director Ian Harrison told me about Lottie and what made him pack in his job, sell his house and start working for himself.
She's all about letting kids enjoy their childhood, being outdoors, being active. We address things like body image, but we also address things like letting girls be anything they want to be. Boys are, you know, subjected to content that is all violent and guns, you know, through the games, the online games that they're playing. Whereas, you know, Finn's a return to innocence. He's just doing all the things that a kid does. I intentionally wanted to bring it back, particularly to the Northwest, where there's huge unemployment. There's something that mattered to me. Globalization, you know, people are seeing that even outside their own market, that they can make it internationally, and the opportunities out there are phenomenal if you're willing to take the risk and go and get it.
Mm-hmm. We finish off today with some good news in Armagh.
Yes, the JMC Mechanical and Construction, which is from Craigavon, has been awarded the maintenance contract to four housing associations in Northern Ireland. The deal, which is worth £28 million, will see the firm service 4,600 homes managed by Cranmill Housing Association, Conswater Homes, Abbeyfield and Wesley and Harth. And it follows the housing provider's decision to leverage better value through a combined contract that's designed to reduce costs and improve efficiency.
And Clodagh's here.
Speaking of the X Factor.
Yes, well, that song might make many of us think of how the contestants on X Factor must feel as they face the judges. Yesterday, businesses in Belfast were competing in a similar search as they look for companies with the export factor. I'm joined here by Debbie Craig from Lionjar. Debbie, tell me about your business.
Hi, my business is software for kids with autism. It came about because my own son was diagnosed with autism 5 years ago, and I started uni that same year that he was diagnosed, doing computer science. So in the final year, I had to create a project, and I thought I wanted to do something that actually was worthwhile and would work for our family and would help other kids in the same situation and other families. The product is about building a structure for children that's unique to them and that would help them actually gain independence and learn life skills. So there's two interfaces, but it also benefits teachers and parents as well, so it allows them to collaborate and communicate and make informed decisions around their care. But that communication is really vital, because if you don't have communication between everybody that's closely involved in their care, then it's quite detrimental to the child's development. So it's really important.
And now, there were 25 entrepreneurs from across all different sectors like gaming, food and fashion that made it to the final stage of this Propel programme, and they were involved in the pitch-up event at the MAC yesterday. Tell me, how did you get on?
It was really good, actually. I was very nervous going in, but once I got up and started to present, it just went like, you know, really quick. So I think I did okay. I'm hoping I did okay. It was quite fun, because watching everybody else's pitch, seeing how they've evolved over time and the difference in their company and in their business and in their own personal development has been amazing.
And now it is run by Invest NI. It's hoping to try and fast-track businesses onto an international stage in just 10 months, you know, which might seem like a big task. How have you been finding it so far?
I find it fantastic, actually, for me, because when I started Propel, I just had my product and me, and I had no business acumen at all. I was, in terms of skills, for business, I had no idea how I was going to actually get this product out to market, what I had to do about it. So through Propel, I was given mentorship. They helped me to pitch and helped me to kind of get my business model and work out where I was going to go with Limejar and how I was actually going to progress. So it's been fantastic for me.
And I know there was two panellists yesterday. How tough were the judges on you?
They weren't too bad. There's a couple of questions about finances and how my actual finances were a little bit conservative. So I think it's always okay to be conservative and not to overthink too big. So yeah, but I think I answered the questions quite well. So.
And in terms of exporting now, it is quite expensive and it can be risky. You know, why do you want to export your product internationally?
I think because autism is a global problem, and all over the world there's a huge push for awareness about autism and getting people to understand what autism is. So I think there is a market for my product. People are crying out for solutions, and parents need something that's going to work for them, but also teachers need an easier life for them, and then what my product does is help them to actually spend more time looking after the children and for parents, actually more time to actually enjoy with their child, just because the traditional methods are quite time consuming.
So just finally then, what's the next step for you?
The next step is, well, launching a pilot in 3 schools in Northern Ireland, and once that pilot's finished, we would like to actually launch the product commercially, so hopefully quite soon.
Brilliant, well, certainly one to watch. So just finally from me on the markets, they close up 1 point at 67.31. The pound is worth $1.57 and €1.26, and that makes euro worth 79 pence. Recruitment specialist NCS Group is planning to triple the size of its Belfast-based operations in the next 2 years. The company is investing just under £1 million in the expansion by creating an additional 20 new in-house positions to meet the demands of the growing IT, engineering, financial and professional services sector. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.